call is now being recorded.
Hey everyone, I have Mo Kennedy with me. He's with the National School Resource Association for the officers that are in our school systems all over the country. And Mo, I was watching on CNN today. This video is being talked about all over the country. What do you make of it? What's your take?
Well, I think the first thing that I need to share with you, being from South Carolina yourself, is that South Carolina is one of those few states where we are not allowed to train our from the national SRO perspective. The state of South Carolina has their own SRO training. So the reason I bring that up is I can't speak to how the officers in South Carolina are trained just because I don't know the curriculum. So I do want to start out with that. My perspective on the video, first and foremost, is that we do not have the luxury of knowing what happened prior to the video. So that's where, I'm not going to have a lot of comment in terms of what the officer did, because I have no idea if this was a criminal act that occurred or a school discipline situation or how the officer got brought into it in the first place. When I speak of criminal issues or school discipline issues, that's one of those things that sometimes becomes a roaring debate, especially from people outside of what we do who have concerns about SROs in school. And certainly our role as a membership association and training association is to support what SROs do. But we certainly work hard to work on that fine line between school discipline and criminal matters and when we should and should not respond.
But let me ask you this. If, as the early reports are on the scenario, it was some kind of a refusal to obey instructions, refusal to obey orders, is this the appropriate response in that scenario?
Well, that would come down to each state's laws, and my understanding is that South Carolina has one of those laws on disrupting school. And so if that is in the code and it is a criminal, if it's a criminal offense, then, certainly the SRO is probably going to get involved at that point. Now, as far as the level of force that's used, that has to do with each agency, so law enforcement agency's SOP, regarding use of force. So it would be difficult for me to judge that was right or wrong because I don't know that department's SOP on use of force.
Gotcha. Let's quickly revisit what you said about South Carolina not utilizing the training that your organization offers. What is that about? You said you're not allowed in the state to do that?
Well, no, because that sounds horrible the way I'm saying it. I don't mean it to sound that way, but the bottom line is the state of South Carolina has developed their own training for SROs. So we're not authorized to teach our basic course in the state of South Carolina. There are a couple of three states that fall into that category, but we do conduct our training in most states. But in this instance, I just have to be very clear that I don't know how the officers there are trained.
And what other states don't use you?
Well, Mississippi is one that does not utilize our training, as well as the state of New Jersey. Those are three that I'm specifically aware of.
And everybody else does?
Some aspects of our training are used in most of the other states. Our advanced course and management course certainly utilized in other states. I will say Florida is one of the states that has their own basic course that they go through with the Attorney General's office, and I just remembered that one. I'm sorry. But Florida does have one they particularly go through. But they will attend some of our other trainings.
All right. Well, we're going to keep on the story, and I'll get back in touch with you if we get any more specifics on the scenario that maybe will give you a better chance to judge what happened there. We appreciate your time, though. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
You too.